Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim. This is The Positive Truth. We like to focus on uplifting and positive news, stop the fear, stop the hatred, bring communities together, because we believe the world's a really good place. There's not enough focus on that. Tim, how is your favorite child doing?
Layla is doing great. I can't wait to get her a mic so she can be on The Positive Truth with us, letting us know what's going on in the world.
Me either. Me either. If you want to support The Positive Truth, follow our social media accounts below. Our Facebook page where we post our videos of our Monday episodes, and we post positive news stories every single Monday through Fridays. On Twitter and YouTube, we post about our videos, our live videos, and on Instagram, we post pictures about cool people we're interviewing. It's just, if you go to our Facebook page, you don't even have to have a Facebook. It's nothing but positivity. I would highly suggest you go there. And if you want to really support the podcast, give us a 5-star review, give us a comment with the review. Helps us out so much because then we go higher up in the news feed and more people can learn about this positive news.
Facts.
Tim, do you want to start off?
Yeah, man, I can go ahead and start off. I have a story that happened in, I can't say the city's name, but I'm going to try. Somewhere in New York. He's basically donating air conditioners to strangers in need. So we all know this summer's been, like, ridiculously hot. So a man like this is the real MVP. He basically just left Home Depot, and he bought as many air conditioners as he could afford. He basically was just like, you know what? I'm going to put this on Facebook. Anybody know family that needs one, let me know. I'll take it to them. Don't tag them. Message me. And he just put hashtag giving back, and that's it. Nothing else. Wasn't thinking about anything else. Just wanted to help out some people, some local people, basically. And one thing led to another. It got shared on social media like crazy. He already gave away all of the air conditioners, and other people are basically talking together to do this again and pass out more air conditioners to families in need. I thought it was super dope because it's one guy by the name of Chad Foster and wanted to do something positive, and it led into, you know, a domino effect of positivity, which is helping people in this heat because, man, it was 91 degrees earlier. On my second run today, it was 91 degrees.
So your second run was at like 9 a.m., right?
No, that was our first run at 7:30. Our second run was at 8 p.m.
Oh. My bad, Tim. Running twice a day, sir.
Not every day. It's hell month. So, you know, we're picking up the mileage a little bit, getting ready for this cross-country season. My bad. I'm over here.
You're good. You're good. That's absolutely awesome. But yes, I completely agree with you. The heat is insane. And anything spreading, any sort of cooling down is great.
Agreed. What do you got for us, JP?
I have a story about a good Samaritan. He was walking basically in the grocery store. He walked outside in Clearwater, Florida. It was a supermarket there. And he saw $1,300 on the ground. So he walked back inside. It was like, hey, I just picked this up. So they looked through their security cam. And they saw who dropped it out in the parking lot. It was a guy taking his phone out of his pocket. And he turned it back in. They put it on the news. They posted his picture on Twitter. This is the Penfields Sheriff's Department. And basically, one of his friends saw it and called him, and he got his money back.
Dude, that's dope.
The Good Samaritan didn't want to be named. Like they have no clue who did it. The guy who dropped the money was named Chris Woods. He was like, well, this sucks. And then the next day, he was on the TV. They showed his picture and everything. He got his money back. So believe in the people around you.
Man, absolutely. That got me inspired to trust again.
And that's the goal of the podcast. What do you got, Tim?
Man, so I have this the world's first pay-what-you-can grocery store opened up in Toronto. So I believe, like you talked about this at one point in time, it's going to open up. I really don't know when, but I feel like I've heard you talk about it here on the podcast, so I'm going to say this is a follow-up story.
I don't think I've talked about this, Tim.
So basically, it's an 1,100 square foot market, and it's basically you pay what you can, whatever you can afford. And yeah, man, it's the world's first pay-what-you-can grocery store. It comes with from food terminals, farms, restaurants, cafes, supermarkets, and bakeries. None of it's expired or rotten, but companies are getting rid of it for whatever reason.
Oh, I did talk about this.
Ha, I knew you did. And I'm the one with the bad memory. So, you know, it's like, it's basically like, you know, whatever they're getting ready to throw away, they're taking it because it still can be sold. So basically, it's started by the Feed It Forward shop. And it's funded by Gordon's catering business and fundraising efforts. Jagger Gordon is the guy who basically started all this. That was his idea. He wanted to do it. And now...
Great idea.
Yeah, it's a great, great idea. It's, again, it's ran by his catering business and fundraising efforts. But basically, if you... I got to quit saying, but basically. But if you would like to donate a nonprofit at this store... I'm going to share this article to the Facebook page, so check it out there, please. And there's a cool video about the foundation as well.
Of course there is. Yeah, that's awesome. Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast. Speaking of cool stores, Starbucks, I don't know if that's cool or not. I don't drink coffee. Is going to stop handing out plastic straws by 2020. Good for them.
Dude, that is cool. And, you know, Starbucks is cool and all, but... Man, coffee is just getting expensive.
I don't do caffeine. Remember last episode where I said I got an hour of sleep?
Yeah.
No caffeine needed. I just pushed through.
You're a braver man than me, man.
But yeah, that's why I can't comment on coffee. But I just think it's awesome they're stopping with the plastic straws.
That is pretty dope. A lot of businesses are starting to do that. I'm glad that Starbucks is one of them because, you know, they sell a lot of coffee. Well, you wouldn't know. Let me stop. Let's keep it going. So check this out. I got a teacher in India. He bought a bus and picks up students every morning so no one drops out of school.
Tim, I just want you to know this is one of my favorite positive news stories, so keep on going.
Oh, man. So you might want to help me with it. Then I don't want to butcher or anything. But he's from Bareilly Village in Udupi, India.
That was perfect, Tim. That was great.
Cool. I'm cool. So basically, he drives like basically 2 miles through forest to reach the school. Was it himself who bought the bus?
Yeah. So basically, he was a teacher and he was living in the forest. So one of the reasons he taught basically science and mathematics. And most of the children had to walk 3 kilometers in forest area to reach the school because there aren't any like roads. And so like that's why kids were missing class and dropping out. So he said, I should buy a bus and go pick them up. And he did that. So he's a government school teacher. He doesn't make much money. He saved up the money to buy this like van. And so he goes and picks up all these kids each day, and the enrollment in the school went from basically 50 a day to 90 a day because they had like instead of
kids just have a way to get to school.
Exactly.
And yet him and some alumni or one other alumni actually raised the money for this. He raised up obviously most of it, but dude, did you see the picture of this bus?
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, it's a long, looks like a big old like a Volkswagen van, but it's like all these kids look extremely happy to be at school.
Can you imagine being like 8 years old and having to walk 3 kilometers or basically 1.5 miles to school and back each day?
I mean, as a runner, that doesn't seem that far.
Oh my God, Tim.
I'm just saying, Fox doesn't seem that far, but yeah.
When you were eight, a mile was a long ways too.
Yeah.
And this is like 1.5 miles or basically 3 kilometers. Jesus. That was the most Tim answer I've ever heard in my entire life.
Oh, JoJo would be proud.
But yeah, this is absolutely awesome. This is, I mean, yeah. This is a teacher going above and beyond. Hero and work.
This is why we got to pay our teachers more all across the world, man. Not just here in the United States.
You remember the Magic School Bus?
Yeah, dude. You know they restarted that cartoon on Netflix.
What, really?
Yeah, new episodes came out. It's like Miss Fritzl's little sister or something.
Well, he's basically the Magic School Bus in real life.
Man, you just changed my whole perspective.
So, yeah.
He is. They get to go through adventures instead of space. It's like through the jungle.
Is it an adventure when you live there, though?
Facts. Let me sit back in my car seat.
Or maybe it is an adventure because that's what, you know, they call the hood in America, the jungle. So maybe it is.
Bars. I like what you did there. Full circle.
So sorry to hijack your story, Tim, but we're at the halfway point. And we talk about things we're grateful for. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I am grateful for eggs.
Eggs?
Man, I love eggs. I don't know what's going on with me, but that's all I want to eat for breakfast now. And I'm thankful for them. I know that's something small that most people don't appreciate as much as I do right now, but definitely thankful for eggs.
How many are you eating and how do you like them made?
Well, man, like I try to go over medium 9 times out of 10, but I'll eat chorizo and eggs at least once a week. I'll eat scrambled eggs at least one time a week as well.
That's what's up. So I forgot to do our intro. The reason we do things we're grateful for is because all the stress and hectic life we all live, we often forget about things we're grateful for. And that's what we just take. This is basically our audio meditation during the podcast. We encourage you to play along and think about things you're grateful for. It'll make you feel a whole lot better. Tim being grateful for eggs is great because that shows how much he's working out and he needs that protein and cholesterol and fats.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for, I've said this 1,000 times. I'm grateful for technology. I'm in this physics class and it's so much easier. Oh my gosh, so much easier. Whenever you can look stuff up online and figure out all this conversion rates and stuff. And I got this little thing I like downloaded and put on my calculator to help me with physics. Oh, Tim. So much better.
Life.
So much better. But anyway, back to the positive news stories. Tim, what do you got?
Man, I have a quick short one. So do you know who Gal Gadot is?
Wonder Woman?
Oh, man. Dang. I'll shut up. Let me sit down. So check this out. She was filming in North Carolina. In the D.C. and North Virginia area this past week. And she decided she wanted to go visit a children's hospital. And she not only did she go visit the children's hospital, she did it in full costume, straight from filming, Wonder Woman 1984. She brought joy to all the patients, but not just the patients, a lot of the staff members. So the staff got on social media and a lot of the pictures that they took, they're posting them and just telling her, thank you for coming by. You know, the kids loved it. The staff loved it. You're a true Wonder Woman. I thought it was super awesome because these people play superheroes and they get paid for it, but they're still going above and beyond in their personal lives.
Well said, Tim.
Yeah, tú sabes.
Were you still going?
No, not really. I was just, ranting.
You're good. So they're filming a new Wonder Woman movie?
Dog, yeah. Where have you been?
Doing Calculus 2 and physics.
Ah, touche. Yeah. They're filming another one, man.
So that's awesome. I love this positive news story because not only is it great for these kids to see a superhero in their time of need, but it's a woman superhero, which is just doubly more incredible, more powerful, because there's so few women superheroes. And Gal has been great in her role. Yeah, she is the perfect Wonder Woman. So good on her.
Hey, you know what's dope? The other day, speaking, because this story was about Wonder Woman, my niece, she was asking me what I think Layla's favorite superhero is going to be. And I said, I think Supergirl or Wonder Woman, you know, just because I like those two. And she said, I think she's going to like The Flash. And I was like, The Flash is a boy, though. And she said, so, Uncle Tim, we're all equal.
So nice.
You get what I'm saying? And she's five. She'll be six here in October. But she's 5 years old. And to her, it's normal for everybody to get treated equal. So that means, like, we're doing something right by bringing up stories like this. These feel-good stories about empowering women, you know, because in all reality, we are all equal. And for the children below us to know it and truly believe it and going to live their lives like that when they become adults one day, future's in good hands.
Hell yeah, Tim. Great story. Thing, whenever you talk to Tim has all these crazy great things that happen, just positive moments, and he never remembers them until you like randomly spur his memory and he starts talking about them.
But it's that's like random like keywords. I'm just like, oh hey.
So yeah, it's a great part of working with Tim. He has his own positive news stories he keeps on forgetting.
Facts.
Have you ever played the video game Overwatch?
Is that a shooting game?
Yes.
I've never played it. I just...
you have a kid and I have school. We don't play video games anymore.
True.
Wish I could. Life would be much more fun with video games. But they did what they called it Pink Mercy Skin, which was essentially like, it's a charity skin. A skin in a video game is basically... you get characters and a skin is like a new costume. That makes sense if you haven't played video games. So a skin is a new costume and it's all pink. And it was all for charity. And you want to know how much money they raised with this new costume in the video game?
What is it?
No, you got to guess, Tim.
What is it?
That is not a guess.
I can't, man. I'm terrible at guessing.
Just throw out a number. How much money do you think the Overwatch players did to donate for breast cancer awareness?
$10,000.
$12.7 million.
You see what I mean?
See, that's awesome though, right? Because most people.
That's great.
Because most people would think like, oh, it's a charity skin. Most people won't donate and buy the skin. But yeah, $12.7 million they raised for Breast Cancer Awareness and Research, Breast Cancer Research Foundation. So shout out to everyone that plays the Overwatch video game that bought the skin.
Word. And I'm not guessing anymore, man. You see how off I was?
Yeah, but see, that's why we're doing this podcast, because most people don't believe in the world around them, so it's like, no one donated. But in actuality, there's a lot of great people that did.
Touche. Not just a lot of great people that did, but a lot of great people that are doing things you would have never guessed, like playing Overwatch.
Exactly.
Man, you blew my mind just then. We need sound effects on this show, man.
So there's a podcast that used to be called The Basketball Jones, and now it's called The Starters. And they got famous because they were one of the first basketball podcasts, but they would add drops in their while they were recording. So anytime they talked about Melo, they'd be like, Melo, or they like, give me some Raptor news. And whenever they would talk about the Raptors. And that got so popular, it spread on to other basketball podcasts where people would edit in like basically drops. So yeah, we could do that if I ever had enough time. Long story short, sorry.
Facts.
That was super long for no reason.
Well, I'll keep it positive, man. I got one more story left. How many do you have left?
Just uno.
All right, cool. So my last story is about three young men. they're being held as a hero as well. We got plenty of heroes on this show, don't we? So this happened in Toronto. There was a blind man who fallen onto some train tracks, and it was inside their subway station. So this lady, Julie Canigla, man, we got to get better at names over here. She witnessed the whole incident. She put it on Facebook. And the first man who helped the blind man, because he was walking by and he heard a voice and he looked down, and it was a blind man, a man laying down on the tracks. And you could tell that he was blind. He had his stick and everything. And the first man that saw him was identified as Kyle Buskine. And he's a 20.
Where did this happen at?
In Toronto.
Okay, continue.
And Kyle basically was a 24-year-old landscaper. He made an unexpected stop at the station due to a train problem, so he wasn't even supposed to be there. He's being hailed as a hero. The other two, nobody got their names, but everybody wanted to tell them thank you. The man said there's no possible way he would have been able to get at or help that man by himself. So those other two men are heroes as well. The paramedics took the man to the hospital where he was treated for his minor injuries. Perfectly fine. Had a couple scrapes and bruises, and that's that. I just think it's dope because, I mean, there's been plenty of instances where people pull out their cell phones or something before they offer help. And no, there's no video of this or anything. People saw it and immediately did something about it. And definitely wanted to talk about it here at the Positive Truth.
That is awesome because Canadians are winning this week. Because my next story is about a Canadian. It's not Toronto, it's Montreal, so the other side of Canada. Her name's Rachel Lampier, and she won the lottery, Tim. You went over her lottery win was $1,000 a week for the rest of her life.
Whoa.
And in Canada, all lottery winnings are tax-free. So you know what she did with this money?
What's that?
She's donating $1,000 every single week because she doesn't need the money. So she's like, I should just donate this every single week. So she gives her winnings away every single week. And she plans on doing this forever. Yes.
Dang, that's so dope. That's like the dopest job ever, especially if you don't need it.
Exactly. Oh. So it's like, oh, the school needs some more bikes for their kids. Let me just get these bikes. Oh, this charity needs some money for this event. Let me just donate this $1,000. And that's what she's been doing.
Yo, we got to get a camera on her. I would like to see what her day's like whenever she's giving away that money. Like,
help out
here.
Where is her reality TV show where she gives away $1,000? Actually, where is our reality TV show where we give away $1,000 each week?
Hey, I'm with that. If she wants to, like, hey, you know what? Positive Truth. I like what you guys are doing here. And then she gives it to us to give away. I'm down to get on camera for that. I would like to buy a hairline or something, though, because being on camera with this hairline is tough right now, man.
Tim,
I'm getting old over here.
Tim, man, the hairline is looking incredible.
See, this is why I need to keep you around, JP. I'm telling you.
Honestly, I really don't think there's anything wrong with your hairline. Like, I'm not even hyping you up. I never thought you were going bald, Tim.
I'm starting to see the top of my head, man.
But, Tim, here's the thing. You're married, right?
Right.
And you got a little kid. Like, you're already winning. This is like the LeBron thing. Like, LeBron is like the best player in the world. He's like doing great things in community. He's a great father, great husband. He works hard every single day, speaks on issues. The only thing about LeBron is you can say is like, oh, he's mildly bald. Like, Tim, if that's the worst thing we can say about you, you're winning.
Oh, man.
You're the LeBron James of the South Side of Oklahoma City.
I can't believe you just said that. Oh, man.
But it works, right?
Yeah, we're both going bald. That's all I got. I got.
But I don't think you're going bald.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm messing with you. I appreciate that, JP.
Yeah. So shout out to... We are really off topic there.
But
yeah.
I know. I was like, are we still recording? I was about to ask, too. My bad, guys.
Shout out to Rachel for donating that $1,000. That's awesome. Yeah, we need to figure out how to get advertisers to, like, pay us to do this. But anyway, we'll figure that out later whenever Lay was a little bit older and I'm finished with summer school.
True story.
Tim, do you have a quote?
Life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it. Dennis P. Kimpro.
Absolutely. So take this positive mind state that we hopefully instilled in you with this podcast. And whenever something bad happens to you today, just flip it into something positive. And yeah, until next time, we're out.
Stay positive.